Some people have become corrupted by a substance such as food, alcohol, or drugs. Other people have become corrupted by an activity such as shopping, gambling, computer gaming, cyber sex, or porn. An incentive is a substance or activity that can produce a payoff. And some payoffs are so good that an individual develops a pathological relationship with the incentive that produces it. The sin or pathology is not an attribute of the incentive. The problem is within the individual. The idea that money is the root of all evil is misleading. It is the love of money that destroys lives and relationships. There is nothing sinful about pleasure, and there is nothing virtuous about pain. Hedonistic motivation is in accord with nature. However, acting in ways that diminish the quality of your life or cause unnecessary pain for your loved ones, that is counter to nature. When your desire for the incentive causes you to knowingly act counter to your own interests, you have been corrupted by it. And because you are human, you are easy to corrupt. The payoff does not have to be large, or last a long time, or even be meaningful in any way. All that is required is that the payoff be immediate. Corruption shows up when you act as if you cared more about the quick payoff the incentive promises than about your principles or even your own selfish interests. The problem of immediate gratification, also known as the pig, describes the crux of the problem. The pig can distort your perception in ways that make you willing to trade something of great value for the trivial, though immediate payoff of using the incentive. Many people have sacrificed what is most dear to them in the pursuit of the temporary payoff the incentive promises. And unless you do something different than you have in the past, your losses will be dear and irreversible. But be aware that following the path of greatest advantage is difficult, because we are, after all, just animals, and we want what gives us pleasure, and we want to avoid discomfort and effort, and wanting is the mother of corruption. You act counter to your interests and principles, not because you are weak or bad or sick, but because the cause and effect principles of the human psyche make it difficult to escape an addictive relationship once you have fallen into it. The ability to follow your path of greatest advantage rather than yield in the direction of least resistance requires that you appreciate the difference between your subjective reality, which may be biased by local fears and desires, and what is objectively true. Specifically, the beliefs and emotions you experience at any given moment are passing subjective experiences which may or may not be valid, and they are very much influenced by your current emotional state. Consider how an alcoholic views the prospect of a first lapse before and after it happened. There is no objective truth about wanting an incentive. Sometimes you want it a lot, and sometimes you do not want it at all. How much you want it is not determined by how good it is for you. How much you want it is determined by how available it is. When you come face to face with a genuine crisis, perhaps great stress or great temptation. How much will you want your payoff then? Now perhaps you are in a cool, collected state of mind, focused on changing your ways. You won't always be in this state, and so you may underestimate how much you will want your payoff when you actually encounter a high-risk situation. And you will encounter situations where you will be pulled in different directions. On one side is the pig, pulling you toward the incentive. And the closer you get, the stronger is its pull. On the other side is your will, your intention to act in accord with your interests and principles. It is important that this conflict resolves as you intend. And this kit contains text that summarizes recent research and describes strategies and methods to cope with the remarkable challenge that faces you. This kit also contains audio and multimedia files designed to take you beyond intellectual understanding and evoke the relevant experiential phenomenon directly.